Once a week, Washington and Lee poetry professor Seth Michelson travels to the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center just outside of Stanton.
How can I help you?
Seth Michelson here for poetry.
All right, go on in.
Thank you.
He teaches poetry to unaccompanied alien children detained there.
Buen día, chicos. ¿Cómo estamos?
Bien, bien, bien. Buen día.
The minors range in age from 13 to 17 and hail mostly from Central America. They're locked up for crossing the United States border illegally, seeking to escape violence back home. Shenandoah Valley Detention is one of two maximum security juvenile facilities in the country. The kids are locked up there because of the danger they purportedly pose to themselves or others. Their migration stories are often horrifying. Violence, abandonment, sexual enslavement. Michelson uses poetry to help the kids work through past trauma. Reporters aren't allowed into the facility, so these recordings were made by Michelson.
I forget. Without reason to exist, I often forget that I am real, and this makes the soul I don't have ache, as if I'm walking somewhere, unable to find myself.
Some of the kids were conscripted into gangs and drug cartels before fleeing for the United States. A mural at the center features paintings by the children.
One child's work with the cartel was to dissolve dismembered body parts in vats of acid. That's what he painted as representational of his past. I mean, this is a child who's been through severe trauma.
But the immigrant children at this facility are not receiving adequate care and attention. This, according to a class action lawsuit filed in October by a teenage detainee from Mexico. It alleges beatings and psychological abuse by guards. Children are locked in their rooms for 12 to 14 hours a day. Nutrition is substandard. Meals are often served cold. Some of the kids don't even know why they're there.
Marriage. Yesterday in my cell, my pal asked, "Man, don't you want to marry life forever?" And I answered, "Why marry life if I can't divorce death?"
The brutal conditions of their confinement may end up re-traumatizing the children, according to the lawsuit. Michelson uses the weekly workshops to try to inject a little beauty and hope into their lives.
Poetry gives them a language to think about what they've been through, why they came here, what they hope to achieve and become. How they've suffered, how do you cope with a lonely night?
The workshops serve as a form of therapy.
Somebody reads something beautiful and everybody bursts into applause, and it's really special in that way.
The alternative coping method that is so prevalent among this population is disturbing and deadly. Aaron Ferber is a former student of Michelson's who has attended some of the workshops.
One week, I asked one of the kids, like, "Oh, where are your glasses at?" And he's like, "Oh, they were taken away from me because I was hurting myself with them." It's heartbreaking. I don't think there's another word to describe that.
Self-harm and suicide attempts are widespread. The lawsuit alleges indifference by guards. Michelson says he worked with one child who attempted suicide 6 times. I asked if he ever worries about giving these children false hope.
If it's false hope to keep them from committing suicide, then I'm glad that it's a functional false hope at least. Every one of these kids in different conditions would thrive. They'd do great in the local high schools. They'd be on the local soccer teams and the local dance teams. They would be dating and working.
A collection of their poetry has been published in a new book called Dreaming America. Most of the kids have never before owned a book.
So their first book that they possess is a book that they helped to write.
He hopes it gives them a will to live despite a very uncertain future. Proceeds from sales go to a legal defense fund on their behalf.
Thank you very much.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.